Okay.
All right, so now it's better. So yeah, so you said that you reached out to distributors.
Right. Right. I reach out to some distributors, and they're not going to, like, I think I'll get some response tomorrow. But,
Because it's a difference of the time zone as well, so you need to.
yeah. Some are in, some are, well, three of them, like the Alibaba, the AliExpress, and the CJs, I think. Those are all overseas, but then I got some from the US as well.
Okay.
In terms of like adding the stuff to the store, is it that I am going to have to sit down and go through all of the inventory and click add to my store, add to my store? I don't
No, no, no.
understand that part.
No. You will be the one who'll be just providing us the products. We will go ahead and do that for you.
When you say providing you the products, what do you mean?
Let's say that if I'm a distributor, we had a deal that I'm going to send you 50 tops. And of course, these 50 tops could be in 50 different colors, one single product, or maybe two or three different designs. And of course, the distributors will be sending you the product at your home place. They always have the pictures of the products, which they usually post, so by which you or me can basically see and then buy it. So we just need the pictures. We need the number that what price you would like to put it up onto the website to make some profit onto it, and a bit of description that they're basically using it. You can either give us the link for them, and we can take it by ourselves from the distributors, or you can connect the distributor with us, and we can take all the information that we need.
Okay, got you. So whenever I get that, whenever I contact that supplier, I just need to source the products and then probably, okay, so this is something I saw. I wrote it down. When I went on the website, some of them were saying, hold on, let me find this page. Okay, so this one said, no drop shipping tools. You have to sync the catalog to the e-store via the CS file. I don't understand what any of that is. Would you understand what that is all about?
Yes. That is
Okay.
something which is telling you about the automatic drop shipping facility, which means once you have the products uploaded onto the website, and then you want the products to be shipped out automatically to the places of the customers with the complete address and everything about it, then that's what we call a complete automatic drop shipping feature, which takes effort, of course, but at the end, we can go ahead and we can do that. So by which, if I'm placing an order, then the order will send us two invoices. One would be sent out to you. One would be sent out to the customer. You just only have to cash the count. You just have to only count the cash at the end once this feature is done. But of course, this is an extra service, and that's a very big system. Amazon, any of the website that you say, people are doing drop shipping on these pretty much services just to basically save the time. On top of it, they're getting more itemized items if they have big inventory. Of course, you cannot pin pack all the products by yourself and then ship it out. So that's why they prefer the automatic drop shipping.
Okay, no, I think, okay, so when it says no drop shipping tool, and you have to sync the catalog to your store via a file, so you're going to have to go into the file and add the items to your store, is that what that means?
Yes,
Because it's,
there's a certain API, there's a certain
and you say there's a fee associated with you doing that as well?
it's something like we have to integrate the system with the drop shippers. So we have to integrate an application programming interface. That's what we call the API. And whatever drop shipper you will choose, we will go ahead and we will create the API for it, so that the website that we are building on with, it could react and match, and then the system could work for you. You don't have to go into so much complexity because you don't know about the system. It's the inside of the website. But at the end, if you want the automatic shipping to be done, then that's what it's basically saying, that we have to add the file, create the file, add it up, upload it to the context, and that's what it is.
So if they already have the dropshipping tool or the dropshipping app, you wouldn't need to add that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Still, the installation would be required, right?
Okay. So how much is that going to cost now?
That is something which you, if you do it, then only basically I can go in and I can see. And you have to tell me, first of all, that what dropshipper you would like to use. And then...
So I would have to do that for every one of the dropshippers who do that thing?
No, no.
Or is it like a one-time thing?
No, no, no. You're mixing and matching the things. I think that you're mixing the distributors with the dropshippers.
I think so.
Yeah, so that's not the case.
No, I'm not talking about... I'm talking about, like, the suppliers. I think I'm probably... Like, the suppliers. The dropshipping suppliers.
Yeah, so the suppliers, you just have to basically provide us their information and the products. And meanwhile, we are working on the website. Whatever products, whatever things, you will let us know, give it to us. We'll go ahead and we'll add it up for you. But I was talking about the drop shipping, that if the products are uploaded, your website is ready, every product is there, list is there. Now, if somebody places an order, how they will get the product. The option that you're getting right now with the website is that you will have an information of the client with their address and everything about it, and then you will ship it by yourself. But if you do...
No, I'm not shipping it by myself.
Okay.
That's not what I want. I want the suppliers to send it to them, so I'm not touching the product at all.
Okay. All right.
So, is there a difference between, like, I don't know, maybe I'm getting all mixed up.
Yeah,
so
I think we should go.
Charger.
So that we could basically finish off and everything could be done. And then we can surely work on that and we can talk about it, that how this thing will simply going to come up. Because right now, the main thing is to get the website functioning. And meanwhile, once you have the distributors, we can surely talk about that.
Yeah, but I need to know, like, you said there's going to be a fee associated with linking their catalog to the website.
Because I'm not, to be honest, very, very clear on what exactly you're trying to explain me. So that's why
okay.
I told you, yeah.
Okay, so, okay. I'm going to try. I'm going to take a...
Yeah, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this. Let's say that if Sam is a distributor and you want his products to be on your website, right? And if Sam is basically shipping out the products to the customer itself, who's going to pay Sam?
Who's going to pay Sam? So they have to come on my site and purchase. Make the purchase, and then the supplier, then I will be the one to pay Sam, I guess.
All right, so they will pay you, and then you will pay Sam.
Right.
Right, so that totally depends on how you basically talk with the distributor, what exactly you do, because when you're dealing first time with the distributors, they ask you to at least purchase 10 items, 20 items for yourself so that you can see the quality as well. And I would be very honest with you that you need to basically check the quality, because sometimes they show you something else and then they send you something different. And you don't want your customers to basically face that pretty much experience, because if you're making an ownership right for your particular business and using your name to run the show, then the distributors would have no effect no matter whatever they're sending them, because your name would be on the line. So you need to make sure that the distributor is sending them the right particular product. And for that, you have to test the product by yourself. That's what I believe.
I have to test it. Yeah, I definitely would, but I wouldn't be able to test every single product that's going to be on the website. That just wouldn't be possible.
Yeah, you cannot do that.
That would not be possible.
Yeah. Of course, that's what I said. At least 5, 10, or 15, you can test it by yourself. So by that way, you could know that distributor is sending you the right thing at the right particular time, and by which you would have an experience that in how many days you're getting the order from them, what's the timeline, and then according to that, me and you will sit And according to whatever they are sending you, we will set a timeline. And of course, once the customer places an order, we will let them know that they're going to get the order in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. So by which, everything is on the same page. Because we're looking that to be run for a longer run.
Right. Oh, gosh. So I think, So when you said who would pay Sam, and I said I would pay Sam, is it there's going to have to be like another system that that Sam gets the automatic money goes to Sam right as soon as the person purchases it?
No. I think for the initial stages, you should basically keep the cash in your hand and then pay the distributors accordingly. And then after a month or two or three, we can create something from scratch as a system in which the website could work automatically for you.
Oh, so we can't put it in right now?
We can put it in right now as well, but why you would like to basically put in more money onto a thing that you're not basically testing it out. So I'm just giving you a suggestion that for this pretty much part, at least go ahead, make the website live for at least 1-2 months, roll out the cash from your side so that you could know how many orders are you getting, what are the things that you're getting, so by which you could know that what product is being sold out the most from which distributor, and then at the end, you will finalize the things by your side. So I'm just trying to save you the cost.
Okay. That part I wasn't really thinking about, like, how, okay. All righty.
So I will not gonna only create the website. I will give you suggestions as well.
Okay, because I was off the I thought that it was, you know, somebody comes on the website, they click on the product. The product is for $10. Mm-hmm. They pay the $10. The suppliers get the money.
Mm-hmm.
I get my money. And so both of us would receive our payment, like, at the same time. And they ship the product to the client. That's what I thought.
Right. This is also something which is basically possible. We can surely go ahead and we can do that as well. But as I said, that you're using your particular name right now for the business. So the distributor, the customer would not know that who is the distributor. It's you who will be counted as a distributor because you are the one who is taking the money from the website and sending them the product. So I was just telling you to at least try it for 1 month or 2 months. And then once you find out the best possible distributor who is sending the right products to the clients, you're getting good reviews and everything about it, then we can shortly go ahead and we can talk about this.
Okay, I get it.
So step
by step. Okay. So take it and then take. So if the product that the customer gets, they don't like it or whatever, then I wouldn't pay the supply. Well, I would have to pay the supplier, but then I would know not to use that supplier or not.
Exactly, because you're doing this business for a longer run, right? You're not doing it as a hobby.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm hoping to expand and do more, yeah.
Right. So that's why we need to make sure that you're doing it into a right direction with right people, right team, so that we could expand the business.
Okay. All righty then. Okay.
All right. Now, as far as the other things are concerned, we would be needing a few of the information, which will not be today. I will have to install some of the features and everything about it. I will be sending you the content form today so that I could fill it out. Now, as far as the payment is concerned, should we use the same card that we have on file or?
No. Yes, you can use the same card that you have on file, yes.
Let me just see. What was the card? All right. Can you give me the card numbers again if you don't mind?
Can you see the last four?
Yes, let me just confirm it. I've sent it the message to the billing. What's the last four? Let me just confirm it to you. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
So is your little one is going on school or?
Yeah, he went to school because he just started to do like a phased approach. So he went yesterday and he's not going back until Friday. And yeah. So he goes to daycare, and then I pick him up after work. And so I'm coming home from work, and I'm picking him up. So it's like it's he's seen mommy for the first time for the whole day, so it's just mommy, mommy, mommy.
I got married like last year in Feb, so I'm also expecting. Yeah, I'm also expecting good things to be happening this summer. It's very much thing. but I think like once you get married, it's very hard to basically coop up with your partner at some points, because she's working, you're working, and then once you're coming back, you guys are so tired, and then you sleep, and then tomorrow again work.
That's why they have the weekends.
But trust me, like I think like sometimes you would see me working in the weekends as well, because it's a big responsibility which
yeah.
I'm taking care of. Because we don't only do, I told you, like my scope of work, my technical abilities are not apart till the website. I take care for the marketing department, the printing department. I take care for the what do you call it, the mobile application department. So everything about it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so much is going on. So I got the last four. That's the visa that
mm-hmm.
you use, and it's ending at 2536.
2536. No, well then it's not that one. So I'm gonna have to send a different one. I'm gonna have to
That's
use
fine.
A different one.
Just give
right.
me a minute. May I have the, is that a Visa, Master, AMX?
It's a Visa.
I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, 4327 390-9851-2653.
Expiration?
624.
And the back three numbers?
292.
Yes.
I'm no.
Yes.
292?
Yes.
So the back three numbers are 292, right?
The security code, yeah, the codes, yeah. 292.
And the billing zip code?
28262.
All right. And can you give me the complete billing address?
12423
CLACKWYCK
Lane.
Okay.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
How's the weather out there?
Nice. Too hot.
Oh, okay. Are you guys expecting any rain or anything?
It's kind of bipolar, so you just never know when the rain will show up.
Okay. Do you like rain or no?
No, I like the sunny weather, but...
Yeah, so that's always me. All right, so I got it. And the zip is the same, right? 28262?
Yes.
All right.
Oh my God! I was expecting. I feel like I'm a little overwhelmed with all of this,
because
now I'm like, the way I thought it worked is not how I'm thinking it works.
Because it's a new thing for you, and that's what I said. That step by step, if you go step by step and don't rush, then things will go according to the way you want it. All right. So we will be sending you a paid invoice as well. The total is $1,799. And let me just see. All right, so with the taxes, fees, and surcharges, the total that will be charged today, that will be $1,942.92.
Okay.
All right. And should we use the same email to send you the invoices, or would you have an accountant who would like to get an invoice to?
No, you can send it to mine.
Amelia300, right?
Right.
All right, just stay on the line so that I can give you confirmation and you're good to go.
All right.
Thank you very much for staying on the line there. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so the payment went through, and we've already sent you the invoice as well. Now Sam will be sending you the content form. Just fill it out so that we can go ahead and we can schedule that. And then I think by tomorrow or day after tomorrow, the changes that you have set, which will be sent out to you for the website. And as far as the logo, you can sleep over it tonight. You can show it to the husband, and then whatever you prefer, you can let me know, and then we'll finalize that one. And then with that, I will give you free business cards, letterheads, and envelope design, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now I think you can spend time with your little one, and thank you very much for being with me on the phone. And
most definitely.
Yeah.
Is the receipt like itemized, or it's just like everything all in one?
If you want, I can send you an itemized one. So that
send me an item, because I'm going to have to explain how I got to all of that amount.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and I'll tell Sam to create an itemized thing and then send it to you. Okay?
Right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Gracia. You too. Bye.
And I hope you don't feel any some kind of way. I won't text you before I know you're. If I know you're not at work, I won't text you. But if I have a question, is it okay if I just text to ask
question? Of course. And if I'm awake, I'm surely going to respond to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.